Festivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 5, Types of Bonds.
Secured bonds and debentures are the two broad categories of corporate bonds. As the name implies, a secured bond is secured by an underlying asset. Common types of secured bonds issued by corporations are equipment trust certificates, collateral trust bonds, and mortgage bonds. Equipment trust certificates are commonly issued by transportation companies and are secured by trucks, railroad cars, airplanes, etc. Collateral trust bonds are generally issued by insurance companies and financial institutions and are secured by marketable securities. Mortgage bonds can be secured by real estate or mortgages on real estate. A debenture is a type of bond that is not secured by an underlying asset. A debenture is backed only by the creditworthiness of the issuing corporation, making it a riskier investment than a secured bond. Income bonds are the riskiest type of debenture because they pay interest only when the issuing corporation has sufficient earnings or income. The safest type of debenture is a guaranteed bond. The interest and principal are not collateralized by an underlying asset, but are guaranteed by a party other than the issuer, typically a parent company. In the absence of collateral, investors considering buying debentures commonly look to rating services prior to making an investment decision. Rating services gauge a corporation's financial ability to make the interest and principal payments of the bonds they have issued. Rating services include Moody's, Fitch's, AM Best, Standard & Poor's, to name a few. It's widely accepted that AAA is the highest financial rating, D being the lowest. A D rating indicates the issuer is in default and actually missed an interest or principal payment. A financial rating of BBB or higher is considered investment grade. Bonds with a rating lower than BBB are called high yield or junk bonds. A common rating scale is AAA being the best, AA, A, BBB, BB, B, and so forth down to D. Rating services are private corporations and are not regulated by FINRA or the SEC. Corporate bonds are commonly issued with conversion or call provisions. A convertible bond can be converted at the investor's discretion into common stock of the issuing corporation, much like convertible preferred stock. The conversion ratio is set when the bond is issued and won't change. When the value would be equal, should the investor choose to convert the bond, it is trading at parity. If the investor would profit by converting the bond and selling the stock, he or she has an arbitrage opportunity. A callable bond may be called or matured early at the discretion of the issuer. The call date and call price must be stated in the bond coupon at issuance. Typically, there is a period of time after issuance where the bond cannot be called. 5 years is common. This window is referred to as call protection. A corporation might issue callable debt in an environment of high or declining interest rates, anticipating the opportunity to refund debt. Refunding is a cost savings mechanism which entails calling existing bonds issued with high interest rates and issuing new bonds at prevailing lower interest rates. The federal government is the largest issuer of debt securities in the United States. U.S. government debt is AAA rated, making it a safe investment. In fact, the return on short-term treasuries is referred to as the risk-free rate of return. Treasury bills, notes, and bonds are direct obligations of the U.S. government, meaning the principal and interest payment is guaranteed by the full faith, credit, and taxing power of the U.S. government. Treasury bills are short-term instruments which mature in 4, 13, or 26 weeks. They're sold at a discount and mature at face value. Treasury notes have a maturity of at least 1, but less than 10 years. Treasury bonds mature in 10 to 30 years. Treasury notes and treasury bonds are issued at par and pay interest semi-annually until maturity. Treasury bills, notes, and bonds are forms of marketable U.S. government debt and trade in the secondary market. An investor can only redeem these securities with Uncle Sam at maturation. Non-marketable U.S. government debt is made up of Series EE, Series HH, and Series I bonds. Series EE bonds are commonly purchased to fund a child's education. They're issued at a discount and mature at par. In the past, it was possible to convert Series EE bonds into a Series HH bond at maturity. However, in September of 2004, Series HH bonds were retired by the government and are no longer available. The Series HH bonds that were issued prior to September 2004 pay semi-annual interest payments. Series I bonds are issued in denominations ranging from $50 to $10,000 and pay a fixed interest rate combined with semi-annual inflation adjustments. Series I bonds are generally appropriate for investors living on a fixed income or who have concerns about inflation. Interest received from Treasury bills, notes, and bonds, as well as interest received from Series EE, HH, and I bonds, is exempt from state and local tax, but is fully taxable at the federal level. Securities firms can create strips, or zero-coupon bonds, by purchasing Treasury notes and bonds, holding them in trust, and stripping them of their interest payments. The acronym STRIP stands for Separated Trading of Registered Interest and Principal. STRIPs are sold at a discount and mature at face value. The securities firm will keep all interest payments paid by the notes and bonds that collateralize the STRIP. The owner of a STRIP receives no interest until maturity, but has an annual tax liability known as phantom income tax. To avoid phantom income tax, the most appropriate place to purchase a STRIP is in a retirement or other tax-advantaged account. Agency bonds are issued by U.S. government-sponsored enterprises and have an express or implied backing of the federal government. Entities issuing agency bonds include Jennie Mae, or Government National Mortgage Association, Sallie Mae, Student Loan Association, Fannie Mae, Federal National Mortgage Association, and Freddie Mac, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation. These agencies sell bonds which pay a stated rate of return to investors. The pool of investors' money is loaned to homeowners or students who pay a higher interest rate for the loan than the agency is paying the investor. Jennie Mae has an express backing, backed by the full faith, credit, and taxing power of the U.S. government. The other agencies have an implied backing and the ability to borrow from the U.S. government to meet their obligations. Interest received from agency bonds is exempt from state and local taxes, but is fully taxable at the federal level. A brokerage firm can create a collateralized mortgage obligation, or CMO, by purchasing pools of mortgages from government agencies. A CMO is a debt security issued at par, which pays interest and partial repayments of principal semi-annually. CMOs typically separate mortgage pools into short, medium, and long-term maturities called tranches. CMOs do not invest in Sallie Mae. Municipal bonds are appropriate for investors in high tax brackets, since interest paid is tax exempt at the federal, state, and local levels, known as triple tax-free. Municipal bonds may be issued by state governments and or any subdivision of a state government, counties, cities, school districts, etc. General obligation, or GO, bonds are the safest and most commonly issued type of municipal bond. They are the safest because they are backed by the full faith, credit, and taxing power of the issuing municipality. Non-revenue producing facilities, such as fire stations, libraries, and schools, are typically funded by general obligation bonds. Revenue bonds are issued by municipalities to fund income-producing facilities like toll roads and stadiums. The interest and principal payments of a revenue bond must be made with revenue generated by the project the bond was issued to finance. The municipality cannot use tax dollars to pay the interest or principal of a revenue bond. Industrial Development Revenue, or IDR, bonds are typically issued to finance the construction of a commercial facility for lease to a private corporation. IDRs are issued less frequently than general obligation and revenue bonds. The interest and principal payments of an IDR are made with funds collected from leasing the facility. The tenant corporation is responsible for paying off the debt through lease payments. Therefore, the safety of an IDR depends on the creditworthiness of the tenant corporation.